VA 5 Tango Mexico listening. Anyone copy?
Hey, Tom, VA 3HRY, and in cold winter.
Roger, Roger, Henry. Well, we've got a pretty decent day here. We've got -6 degrees, and supposed to be slowly warming up all afternoon, right through the evening. Supposed to be around -1 around midnight. So I can live with this for the middle of winter. Over.
Now, Tom, you've got it better than we do. Well, more or less about the same. I think we're supposed to drop down to about -6 later on tonight. But the worst part is that last night we had about 60 kilometer an hour winds, and this morning the winds were still going. No snow, no nothing, until about an hour ago. I mean, we've been hit with snow squalls, you name it. It's still blowing out there. I think most of it is lake effect snow, where the moisture rises above lake surface, whatever, and freezes, and it gets picked up and dropped down on us. But I think they're calling for more snow, but hopefully we won't get much more, because snow is what makes traveling dangerous, you know, or freezing, of course. Otherwise, we pretty well got the same, except you're getting better, we're getting worse.
Roger. I keep forgetting about different areas of this country have different ideas about what's cold and so on. You listen to the people in British Columbia, down the lower mainland and stuff, and they are right upset with that kind of weather, but most times they don't even get that kind of weather. But anyway, I appreciate you giving a call back to me, and I'll turn it over to you for a final. I've got to run shortly. VA3HRY, VA5 Tango Mike.
Yeah, I understand what you're talking about, Tom. It's a big country, different weather patterns, and you're absolutely correct. What seems cold over here may not be so cold where you're at. But I'm learning that ever since I've been talking on this Canada Hub, because it's countrywide kind of thing. Anyway, good talking to you. Enjoy the rest of the day. I'm going to try to do the same, trying to keep warm over here. And we'll talk to you later. VA 5 Tango Mike, VA 3HRY, 73 Tom.
Roger, 73s, and we'll most likely catch you down the log. VA 3HRY, VA 5 Tango Mike, I'll be off and monitoring.
VA3HRY, everyone, Echo Papa. We'll say hi to Tom there as well, or 73 Tom. Go ahead there, Henry.
Hey, there he is. Yeah, I gave you a couple of shouts earlier today. And You probably already know this, but I didn't get a return. You didn't answer, but you probably already know that. what's it like over there, Emil? We're getting some cold weather over here, and snow just blowing everywhere.
Yeah, well, I'm just looking out my window. The trees ain't moving one little bit. So I guess we got opposite weather forecasts. We're supposed to get a hail alert. We got an ice storm alert for the next 2 days, but it was supposed to start at noon, and I haven't seen any evidence of it yet. I think we're about -2 at this time. Overcast, but and oh, by the way, the wife figured out how to work the heat pump, so it was just I didn't have the proper instructions there. Over.
Leave it to an XYL. They always seem to figure it out, you know. Excellent. At least I'm sure you're getting some nice warm air coming out of the thing and getting your money's worth for it. I always heard that those things were awesome. If I had a house, I mean, I definitely would have one of those. But in here, all the units, air conditioning and everything, are up on top of the roof of the building. So, and we can't modify as far as I know. But anyway, yeah, it's about -4 here, supposed to drop down to about -6 and maybe get some more snow. And I think this is lake effect snow. I mean, it came down fast, furious. I went outside for a few minutes to lift my windshield wipers off of the windshield. I got to go out early tomorrow morning to my daughter's. And I mean, I was hit hard with that snow. VE1AP, VA3HRY.
Yeah, very good there, Henry. I gave you a call yesterday. Your balloon beacon over China yesterday. I didn't look at it today. I was on another, working on another project. Yeah, that's why I called you there yesterday, but I didn't get no reply. You weren't on the screen either, so I stopped calling when I didn't see you on the screen there. Over.
Yeah, I did check yesterday. I haven't checked today. I'm checking yours right now. No, nothing new there. Yes, I did check mine out yesterday, and it is over China, or at least it was over China. It's nice to see that there's life on that balloon. I really thought it was gone, but like you said, you never know. It could take a while to recharge those capacitors and send out a beacon. Yeah, so it's still flying around.
I'm not sure. What is it? You must be almost 200 days now in sight. Henry, over.
I don't know. I haven't checked. I'm looking right now. Oops. Uh-oh. Okay. Oops. Move it to 1 day. And see if there's a new oh, look at that. And KC3LBR 226 is over what looks like the Sea of Japan, or no, east of Japan. All right. It's alive and well, still kicking. I don't know how many days. Might take me a while to figure that out.
I got listed here 464 days, 464 days, and that was 3 days ago, so you're probably 466 days. Over.
It's amazing, isn't it, Emil, how something so low-tech in a way, you know, sent up into the atmosphere by people who aren't engineers at NASA or Boeing or any other major company, and these things travel around the world over and over. Anyway, trying to stay warm over here, and going to get some late lunch, and might even turn the fireplace on. But my gas bill is going to be a little higher this year, VA3HLY.
I take it you read my last email. Could you make any heads or tails of it?
Yeah, I did. Did you write those lyrics?
For the Secret Prayer of Leonard Cohen, you mean?
Yeah, Roger, because I'm familiar with the lyrics, Leonard Cohen. And on another note, what's her name, the Canadian singer, or is she Canadian? Sinead O'Connor, she does a her singing is just awesome on that tune. Over.
Yeah, I would say the lyrics were inspired of actually there was I think a month or two after he passed, we had a house fire with I think five kids, and the kids died, but the father got burned really, really bad, and therefore I was inspired to write this, and at that time, and well, that's the story, and I truly believe that some of the words were, anyway, I won't go there.
You don't have to, Emil. I understand what you're talking about. I understand fully. Sad news, but out of that comes inspiration, if I can say that. Yeah, what was I going to say? About Leonard Cohen's music, I think I've said this to you, can be read as some of the most beautiful poetry I've ever read. Oh my goodness, I go blank. Like I think I said it to you. He writes in a, or used to write in abstract manner. So for whatever reason, that's what I wanted to say. You know, after I did read those lyrics that you sent me, that tune was in my head for the whole day. You know that.